Didsbury Town Council has approved the renovation of the Mountain View Colts dressing room in the Didsbury Memorial Complex, with all associated costs being covered by the Heritage Junior B Hockey League team. The approval came during the recent regularly scheduled council meeting, held in person and on YouTube. All council members were present. Proposed by the Colts, the renovation project will see the east wall between the existing dressing room and the back shower area of the washroom opened up, council heard. Additionally, the project will include the addition a larger shower area that can accommodate 3 shower heads. Currently, the Colts use a space located within the curling rink facility as their dressing room. The room, as it currently stands, has no access to showers or washroom space. The Colts utilize showers in dressing rooms 3 and 4 within the arena, which has access through a hallway on the west end of the curling rink and arena, said Ethan Gorner, the town of Didsbury's chief administrative officer. Under the renovation plan, doors will be installed between the dressing room and the shower area, as well as between the toilet, sink portion of the washroom and the shower area to secure the spaces. The renovations will be undertaken by Silverstone Homes and all costs will be the responsibility of the Colts, he said. As this proposal affects a shared space of the memorial complex, administration met with the Didsbury Curling Club, DCC, executive on site to review the proposal for their input and any potential impacts it might have on club members, he said. The DCC executive brought the proposal forward to their members in early May, who suggested a few modifications that the Colts were agreeable to. The DCC has since committed their support to the proposal. Benefits of the renovation will include reducing the cleaning time required by staff who currently need to clean dressing rooms 3 and 4 after each Colts rental time, as well as the Colts dressing room, he said. This lasting improvement to the facility, improved showers and an improved dressing room, which will come at no cost to the town of Didsbury, he said. In a letter sent to the town, Colts general manager Karen Rothenbisch said, in part, the Colts appreciate having access to their own personal room by the town. We feel that the improvements would not affect the other users of the bathroom area, but it will allow the boys to access the showers without having to run around the facility in their towels to dressing rooms 3 and 4. In having to run around to dressing rooms 3 and 4, the players have to pass any fans and volunteers in the arena hallway. Councillor Ethan Williams called the renovation project positive. I think this is a great addition and I'm in favor of it, said Williams. Council approved the renovation plan by way of motion. Thanks to the Colts for their interest in contributing to the facility, said Mayor Rhonda Hunter. Councillors passed a second motion to have administration explore the town's community partnership policy as it may relate to possible future requests for renovations of public facilities. The Policies and Governance Committee would examine the issue before it comes back to council.